Now, young people, I want to remind us a little bit, just go back to where we were last night. Remember last night we started with a whole list of questions. Remember? Now, who went to their dorms last night and spent a little time, okay, in contemplating some questions, as in not finding answers necessarily, but what were questions that you have that you want answered through the course of this week? I trust that we've spent some time thinking about that. Now I want to continue just a little bit in our challenge on that light. Last night we said, who or what is the attraction that draws me to the place I choose to attend? And we followed that up with, what is the path for me in my life? And where do I find the answer to that? We answered that question simply, what does the Bible say? That's where we left it off last night. Now I have a question. And I want you to think about it. Because this is a very basic question on the one hand. But we all, each one, have to answer this question. And we said, if the Bible says it, do I believe it? If the Bible says it, do I believe it? But you, I'm telling you, you all will be faced with a decision that will be a decision that if, is it based on the Bible? What does the Bible say? What is my response? You will be tested on that ground. And what is your answer? Will the Bible carry what authority does the Word of God have in my life? Will the Bible carry that authority in my life that if I find it in the Word of God, that is the direction and the path that I choose to follow because it says so in God's Word? Or is there another voice? Is there something else that would be a voice that I'm open to, that I would hear, that would have an authority in my life, that would say, no, I'm going to take this path instead. That might be contrary to the Word of God. See, we're here this week, and what do we have before us? Our desire is to open the Word of God. We want to learn what it says in the Word of God. It's God's Word, inspired, breathed out by God, by the Spirit of God, that has been given to us for our learning, for direction in our life, for the testimony of Christ in this world where He has been rejected. What is the authority of the Word of God in my life? Now, who is at the gospel meeting? Who was at the gospel meeting? Oh, I want to see every hand, I hope. Who was at the gospel meeting? I trust we are all at the gospel meeting. Now, I put a question here. What was the most often used three-word expression used in the gospel meeting tonight? Now, I don't want to hear any answers right now. I want to first see a show of hands. If anybody can think of what three-word expression, okay, was used, and I'm going to say that expression was used the most often tonight, over and over and over again. Who's got an answer? I see one here. I think there's two, three hands here. That's it? Here's another hand. Another hand. Who wants to take a shot at the answer? I want to see a hand up high. Who thinks they have it? In the back row here.
The Bible says.
Thank you. Were we at the gospel meeting tonight? What the Bible says. Do we believe it? You see how important it is? And here we are, a group of 100 young people. The value of what the Bible says. And Tim mentioned it over and over and over again. I thought to myself, My, if anything comes into the heart of anyone here, it's a fact of what does the Bible say? And this is what we need to get a grip on, people. What does the Bible say? Because it's the Bible that gives us direction. Now, I put a number of scriptures there, but because of time, I'm just going to read what's here instead of the whole portion. This book of the law, this is what God is speaking to Joshua. Joshua on the banks of the Jordan, about to go into the land. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt what? Meditate therein day and night. Now I've highlighted that word meditate. We have the Word of God. That's what we're going to have before us this week. And we're going to emphasize tonight what the Bible says is what we want to be discussing throughout the course of this week to learn what it says, particularly this week, with regards to the assembly. God's testimony on earth of His people. And what does the Bible say? Now, look at this. What was the key word in the verse I just read that was up on the screen? What was the key word? Sorry? Meditate. Do we understand what meditate means? What's it mean to meditate? How about an answer over here? What's it mean to meditate?
To dwell on.
To dwell on. All right, so why did I put that picture there? How in the world does that relate to what we're talking about? Sorry? Fast food. Look at that. We're going through the drive-thru. Right? And that's how we take in what? The Word of God? By the drive-thru? Right? And see the contrast here? If the Word of God tells us to meditate therein day and night, then I'm just going to open the Bible. And I've read my verses or my chapter for the day so that I can say, I did my Bible reading. It's just like going through that fast food drive-through line at McDonald's. And you get some food that doesn't nourish. Now, that's not to say that with every time you spend in the Word of God, to meditate, to think a lot about, because you know what? What's next? Because if we're not taking it in from here, where do we go? There's lots of places to go. And do we find what is the rule for life, the direction for my life? Do I find it on Google? No. But when you're faced with that decision one day, and all of a sudden, it's like, what do I do? Then where do I turn? What am I going to do? Because now it's panic. I've got to make a decision. I've got to go somewhere. This decision is going to direct my path. What am I going to do? Am I going to fast food the Google line and see whatever it is that somebody has put out there? Because guess what? I'm going to find something that is going to satisfy whatever I'm thinking. You know why? Because out there, there's everything. There's anything and everything. And how do I know that this is right? We have to go back to the Word of God. Back to the Word of God. And we're going to end right here. Here we go. This is where we're at in the world. And is this where we're at in my own Christian life? We have one line, but we could have two lines. Right? We have comforting lies. Who would have a scripture for me that would describe that little picture on the screen that would describe what they hear, their comforting lies? They're lining up to hear what they want to hear. Where's a scripture that would give us a description of that and the truth? There's nobody standing at the boot for the truth.
Where would a scripture be for that?
2 Timothy 4:3.
Read it out loud. And read here.
For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions.
Thank you. Precisely the verse I had in mind.
They want to hear, there's always something we can hear that will satisfy our own passion. But I have to go back. What does the Bible say? And as Tim said tonight, the Bible says. And we need to get a hold of that, young people. And the desire for us to be here this week is that we can now take our Bibles, sit down together, learn together. That's a wonderful privilege that we have. A wonderful privilege. That we can be here, 100 young people together, and that we can have the Word of God, and that we can learn things from the Word of God. What are we going to do with it? Is it the pattern for my life? And if the Bible says it, and I say I believe it, then am I willing to walk in it? And that's the challenge. And that's what we're going to be placing before you this week. Because you know, how many times we've had it, we speak about things, we know them, but then when we're faced with them in real life, all of a sudden we forget about the Bible, the Word of God, and we go, is it the pattern for my life? Because that is what will make the difference in my life and have eternal value that will bring glory to God in my life. And that's the challenge for us. So, last night, the challenge was to go to our rooms and to really think of things that we want to learn this week. As we consider the subject of the assembly, we had a long list of questions. You can have your own questions, but to think about them so that we're in the meetings together, we're concentrating to find those answers. Tonight, and here in this box, in yellow and red folders, if you haven't received one of these folders, this is the outline for our studies this week. Okay? Each one of you, please take one of these. One, not two. If you have one, use that one. Put your name in it. Okay? Take tonight yours if you don't have it. Your devotions tonight. This is a great place to start. Start reading in the beginning here of the outline. To read the scripture passages. There's lots of questions here. Start to consider them. Okay? And then when we come together tomorrow morning, we will go. And so that's our desire. We want to impress again that it is only by the Word of God that we will find the truth and the direction for us in our lives.